This deeper integration is not temporary, not meant to be time-bound, not reactive. So neither today nor at any time ought we to be scrambling to bring to fruition critical elements of a revised treaty that entered into force in 2011, passed into action by outside forces. No. Today, we should be fine-tuning our systems that were already in place, becoming even more resilient because our economic union pillars have been standing and we would have been operating within the tensile strength of our entire block of countries that constitute the OECS. The quest for an ever stronger OECS has been ongoing. If our countries and people are not only to survive but to prosper, and to do so in spite of the challenges we face today and those we inevitably confront in time, we must be realistic, innovative, nimble, perhaps even stoic, taking into account that the world does not cater to those who are insufficiently endowed to pay the piper.